following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Hey, and welcome to Corolla Classics for February 15th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day weekend. The show, we highlight the greatest moments of the Adam Carolla Show, and the mics are always hot. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Chris Loxamano, executive producer of the Adam Carolla Show. And with me, as always, Corolla archivist, super fan Giovanni.
Hey, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day weekend. And Chris, I didn't hear from you yesterday.
What do you mean? Oh, you didn't get it. It's in the mail. Yeah.
All right.
Check the mail. Something nice. Also, something else that's nice. Geico, whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Go to geico.com today. All right. We got a really, really great set of clips lined up for this lovely Saturday. And we're going to start
weird ones.
Yeah. And we're going to start off with a drop origin. Tell us about this one, Gio.
This one's been sitting in the queue for a while. It's a listener request. If you want to write in with a request, where would they do that, Chris?
Just classics at adamcarolla.com or tweet us at Giovanni Giorgio, at Chris Loxamana.
Or Instagram DMs, however you want to do that.
All that.
This one's been requested for a very long time by H.J. Simpson, which I'm betting is not his real name. Loving the new show. So this is very old. Listening to it right now, actually. Can you guys find the origin of Gina's Don't Care drop? So I was looking all over for this, and you remembered this specifically because it was attributed to a news story or some information about a certain guy. And who was that?
It was Jay Cutler.
It was?
Yeah.
Gina was sharing some stories of Tim Conway's favorite moments of Jay Cutler, including that infamous drop that he supposedly made while somebody in a urinal wanted to talk to him and share that they went to the same school. It's still up for grabs if that was actually how he said it or the inflection or if it was exaggerated, but it seems to be true he actually did say that, and that is the source of this drop. Adam Carolla Show 1665. The episode featured Rob Cohen, Phil Rosenthal, David Wilde, Gina Grad, Brian Bishop. It's from September of 2015. Check it out.
What else we got?
Well, the Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch was coming out of a hotel in Wisconsin this weekend on his way to the team's game against the Green Bay Packers when he encountered a group of kids looking for autographs. Apparently, most visiting teams stay at this hotel and kids have learned when and where to score signatures. But video shows Lynch refusing to sign anything, saying, quote, back up off me. However, one child's family says it got worse once the recording stopped. A man says that the All-Pro told his nephew, quote, how would you like it if I slap that fucking phone out of your hand and that smile off your face?
See, they're represented.
All over TV.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He just hates people.
I love how eclectic he is. He is so crazy, but I think it's specific, controlled crazy.
Thank you for the question. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the question. Mm-hmm. Over and over.
Yeah, this year is going to be harder. I mean, they're 0-2 mm-hmm. and not off to a fantastic start. I get both sides. I really wish, you know, I bet more than any other profession. You tell them, I'll put a hypothetical out there for you guys. Who wishes they had a time machine and could go back and relive a lot of the short career, let's say an 8-year career, in terms of interaction with the press, the mm-hmm. public, the fans that they didn't, whatever, the coach they punched or got mm-hmm. into it with, or the failed urine test or whatever it is. NFL players are roofers.
Oh, I didn't see it going that way. Mm. Why roofers? What's good about roofing?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's called a hypothetical. I'll ask the questions around here. I just feel like every one of these guys wishes it's over in the blink of an eye.
Right.
Like you turn 32, it's over.
Oh, if you're a 30-year-old running back, you're old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're running
Frank Gore.
You're running. You go from all pro or setting the single season touchdown record or whatever.
DeMarco
Murray.
Sean Alexander. To, oh my God, yeah, where is that guy? Oh, he's been out of the league for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like he's working at Home Depot. If there's ever a gig where you wish you could just go back and kind of do it a little differently, by the way, could have made several million more dollars if you'd sort of played it right. I think that would be it.
But Marshawn Lynch seems to really enjoy the way he deals with people.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't enjoy this, like us talking about him just being shitty to some fans who wanted his autograph. On the other hand, it's become such a business selling autographs that
right.
you don't, You know, when you get off the plane, there's a bunch of pictures of Milhouse and some fat guy in the
It's like, just let me get my bags, guys. Just one time. I just want to get to the curb.
I've literally gone to, like, Minneapolis and have pulling out piles and piles of pictures. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is Man Show. This is Death from Family Guy. This is Drawn Together. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep pulling it off. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's crank anchors. The guy will have a fucking stack of them. Like, a lot of them will be duplicates and stuff.
Do you ever ask if he's putting them up on eBay? Or
I know he's putting them up on eBay. I mean, there's no way you'd sign...
He's a big fan.
Can you sign this in triplicate?
It's five of the same.
I've seen this happen. The guy is not like, holy shit, Adam. He's like standing there like with the Sharpie ready. Like, come on, let's get to business.
Oh, wow.
Can you sign this to Lucky Auction Winner?
But don't you also think like
and
that?
And he's, by the way, little, again, in our never-ending sort of, I hate celebrities as much as the next guy, but I do believe they're entitled to the same privacy laws that common folk are. This guy's got a friend who works for American Airlines, and he just calls and he gets the flight manifest, and they tell you who's going to be on that. And he's bitterly disappointed when he sees my name. But if Beyonce's on that flight, he's going to know it.
Right.
And that's a weird thing. Yeah. You're not supposed to be able to just call the guy you know at the airline, especially of all places, the airport, like saying, hey, I got a pistol that needs to get onto my carry-on. Could you just sort of look the other way? Like, I don't know where it ends, but you're not supposed to call the guy and go, hey, who's going to be on that flight? And that guy, or that guy calls you and goes, hey, Brad Pitt's got a couple of kids coming in at the midnight flight in New York. Like, not supposed to do that.
Yeah. But that's like if the
it's
Ivy.
One of those who cares because it's a celebrity.
Right.
But it's like if you go by the restaurant, the Ivy on Robertson, there's the valet people who could not be nicer. And then you see the paparazzi stalker guys just off to the side. It's not like they magically showed up. You know that they're being tipped off and it's all commerce. And so,
of course. Brokered by the publicists or whoever, the manager.
Yeah, well, but if you're having lunch in the balcony of the Ivy, you're probably hoping that someone will show up and take a picture.
Some of it is that, and then some of it is the whoever the
hostess.
Or the person who's making reservations, taking reservations, or the valet park or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just tipping people off.
But it's a whole industry, and it's only in certain cities, but it's insidious, but at the same time, it kind of makes sense in a sick way.
It's right up there with fake handicap placards and dogs on planes. Like, are we really going to avoid this? It's impossible to avoid. As long as there's a guy who works for American Airlines who'd like to make a little extra cash, and he's hooked up with a couple guys in New York, and he sees that Brad Pitt's on the flight, and he gets $100 for making a phone call. It's not never going to go away.
Right. But if you didn't sign those things, then some guys may go, oh, Adam Carolla, he's a jerk.
Yeah. Would you be like, no, dude, no, I'm not doing that?
No, I don't believe – Gary, I don't think I've ever said to somebody no.
I've been with you several times.
I think there's only been once that you kind of said that's enough, and that was literally 30 or 40 signatures for the same guy.
And wasn't it a drunk dude who didn't have a pen but still really wanted an autograph?
No, these dudes are crazy. They show up with like 75 different pictures, and they're just going to test until you stop.
Like a binder, basically.
Yeah, right, okay.
He was pulling pictures out of places I would have never expected. It was at a certain point, he pulled one out from like his backpack, but like he didn't take the backpack off. It was well orchestrated.
It's sort of what I want to say to the homeless community. Like, at a certain point, I've seen you pushing that shopping cart up and down Laurel Canyon Boulevard and doing the recycling thing where you're pulling the cans out of the dumpster and then pushing them to Glendale and recycling. Get a job. At a certain point, it's actually easier.
Yeah, this is your job.
This guy's doing at the airport. Just get a job at a Starbucks. It's better. Smells better. It's better. You don't have to wait for me at some godforsaken place somewhere. Yeah. The only time I ever walked away is out front of Kimmel's Theater on Hollywood Boulevard when I got the two chicks from Idaho really pumped up, and the one chick was doing my husband's a big fan, and then she kept going, I'm not a big fan, but my husband's a big fan, and then she did the Love the Man show. I didn't care for it. And about the fourth one where her husband was into it, but not her cup of tea, I said, that's it. I'm out of here. And they're like, where are you going? And I was like, I got about 3.5 insults in, and now we're moving on. And she's like, what? And I'm like, let me explain. It's fine that your husband's a fan of the show, and I'm okay with you not being a fan of the show, but yet go back and revisit it about three or four times and really start piling on about did not care for it. And I'm like, you know, you should learn.
But they just want to get something signed, because if you go, oh, I'm not Adam Carolla, I'm so-and-so, they would still ask you to sign it.
Yeah.
Because they just want something signed.
Well, they know airport-wise from the manifest who's coming in.
Speaking of celebrities at airports, I was on a flight last night sitting next to Chloe Sevigny. Am I
saying
her name right?
Sevigny.
You know who that is? Actress?
Yeah.
Real indie.
I can picture her.
I'm a big fan of some of her movies, but I what's up?
Gary will pull up a picture.
I'm a big fan of some of her movies. I was this close to being I love American Psycho. I love that movie. I think it's a brilliant movie. I wanted to chat her up. I had all sorts of questions, but I waited until the end and did a smooth move where I was like, didn't want to bother you during the flight. We're getting off the plane. Didn't want to bother you on the flight, but I'm a big fan of your films. Oh, thank you very much. And I pulled a deep cut. I said, I love Shattered Glass, which I can't imagine she ever gets complimented on. It's kind of an obscure movie. And she was like, oh, thanks. Nothing for Shattered Glass.
How did you feel?
You know what? I would have liked a little more. Like, wow, you've seen Shattered Glass, or some acknowledgement.
But you opened up and you thought this is going to be that moment where we bond. And she did not give you what you wanted. So then you felt disappointed. Does that affect how much you like her?
No, still love the movies. But you know what? I thought you nailed it. I would have liked a little more.
Never open yourself up to anybody.
No. Last mistake.
Lesson learned. Yeah. You should be more Canadian that way.
Exactly.
I know. Me and Damashek chatted up Patrick Swayze once.
God. Awesome.
And we're just sitting at this restaurant, my restaurant, Amalfi on La Brea, and Swayze was just standing out front smoking. And we're like, oh my God, that's Patrick Swayze. And
that's what did it.
Collectively, we've seen Red Dawn maybe 1,300 times.
Wolverine.
And I said, I had this kind of thing where it's like I was with Damashek and maybe Hench or somebody else who was not a C-list celebrity like me, but I was thinking, there's the picture.
Wow.
Oh,
cry!
We got the picture.
Hold it back!
So I said, you know, I think I'll go up. I'll kind of go up and talk to him because maybe he'll recognize me. And
you make the entree with Damashek,
right?
Yeah, and you never know. Like you just don't know. Like I was watching the Foo Fighters last night. I was just watching Taylor just behind the drumstick, singing and playing his fucking ass off, just being a rock star. Mm-hmm. And I was just going, you know, I think I met Taylor once backstage somewhere. Oh, he's not going to remember who I am and whatever. And we went backstage and he was like, Taylor's like, hey, Adam, how's it going? I was like, oh, good. And I said, Taylor, man, just banging those drums so visceral. I wish I could do what you do. And he goes, I wish I could do what you do, man.
Wow. And you had a freaking Friday jokes. Moment and now you're Taylor.
Yeah.
I knew it.
It'd be awesome. And I went, whoa, that felt good. So I said, you know, I'm going to go up to Swayze and I'm going to introduce him to Shaq. And he was standing out there smoking at night. You know, and I just walked out and I said, excuse me, Patrick Swayze, I'm Adam Carolla. We're all fans, big fans of yours. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, we just wanted to say hi and just tell you we saw all your movies and really, really enjoyed them. Okay.
Oh. Now that you've done that, now what?
Like, I swear to God, beat it, punks. Is better than that, because now we're just kind of in this weird no man's land of, well, I just want to say hi. Looks like my veal parmesan's landing on the table, but give the good work. He was like, yeah, and? It's like everyone was like,
still got the picture.
Okay. And I think he died 8 months later. Yeah. And if you run into...
He may have gotten some bad news that day.
You run into me or Damashek, all we remember is he was kind of douchey.
Like, right.
I mean, that's all... the point is fake it for the two-minute exchange. And by the way, we're not homeless guys that have come up hitting you up for change or something like that.
Drunk guys in Vegas.
Yeah, we're just...
You got big craps with us.
We're in the restaurant. You know.
Those are very precarious. It's like at the end of a date when you say... I've heard about dates, but it's basically like, you know, I had a really great time tonight, and then you want the person to respond, and then perhaps there'll be more conversation. But I had that with Lee Majors once, because there is nobody that is a bigger $6 Million Man fan than I. And I said, Mr. Majors, I'm sorry to bother you. I just want to say your show was the greatest show ever. And he went, what else? It's like,
oh, God.
And I had nothing else. It's like,
welcome to Hollywood, kid.
Horrifying.
Because you've been neutered on the spot,
right?
Conversationally.
Yeah.
Did Tim tell you the other night his Jay Cutler story? yes. at the show when yes. some friend of his pulled up to Jay at the stall at the urinal, and he didn't know what to say. He's a huge fan. He's like, Mr. Cutler, I'm sorry, it's odd place to do this, but I just want you to know I'm a really huge fan. I'm really excited to meet you. And Jay Cutler stared straight ahead, holding his junk, and said, "Don't care," and then just stared right ahead and kept peeing.
This is the whole thing. Well, first off, you should have picked the fall guy when you go to majors. That's the way it works.
It's also the only bad Jay Cutler story I've ever heard.
Really?
No, of course not.
No, he's a horrible person.
They're legion.
That's first off,
chinless bastard.
You know, Jay Leno said to me once,
"If only Jay could give Jay some chin, that even out."
I said to Jay, I was shooting the Newman documentary, and he was roaming around Laguna Seca, and Dempsey was around there, too. And I said, "Hey, guys, can I just pull you aside and let's sit down for a minute and talk about your memories of Newman or something?" And he was like, "Yeah, what the?" And we sat down and knocked it out. And I said, "Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate doing that." And I said, "I really appreciate you, like, taking the time." And he went, "That doesn't have to be that hard, does it?" And I said, I it doesn't. And he said, "Yeah, it's not that hard." Awesome. And it doesn't have to be hard. And I know, but I don't know why. Like, it's really, I mean, I was at the concert last night. I was in the bathroom last night. I was standing at the urinal, and there was a bunch of drunken Foo Fighter fans that were like, "Hey, Ace Man, listen to the podcast. Can we take a shot?" And I was like, "Hey, man, why not?" Yeah. It's not that hard.
But if somebody's gracious that you admire, Jill and I went to see Rush, the last show at the Forum, and we're lucky enough to go to the party afterwards. And Geddy Lee came up and just said hello, and it was the nicest thing in the world because this guy who had a million other things to do chose to say hello. And it's the same as you with the Foo Fighters. If somebody is gracious, they don't have to be famous. You just appreciate that they took the time. And
fan for life.
Yeah, but Leno sat down for you for your interview. If somebody says it's too much of a hassle, then you have to respect it. But when somebody says, it was not a hassle, I think that just goes so far in any industry.
And why leave?
Don't care!
Why leave everybody with a shitty taste in their mouth?
Exactly.
And why have them go infect the herd? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go home and go, "That guy's a douche. Fuck listening to him."
I'll bet you anything Swayze was scared of having his identity stolen by you or Dan Mishek. I can still size you guys up.
Oh, yeah, no, LifeLock was around back then.
2006 is probably a big deal back then. He's like,
you're right.
Too close to these characters.
That's right. I probably could add some sort of scanning device in my fanny pack and lifted his shit right off his pack of cigarettes.
What a beautiful segue.
Yeah. I will say, if you're going to go douche, go full douche, like Cutler. You know what I mean? Like, make that part of your thing.
Yeah, right. Don't care!
Then you respect it because you go, that person was such an asshole that it's like Darth Vader.
Asshole.
Yeah, it's better. Yeah.
They're good at it.
Go Charles Barkley. Like, throw the guy through a window.
Totally.
You know what I mean? But don't be Swayze. Swayze's, I always say, either be up on the beach, just warming yourself in the sun, or be beyond the breakwater, floating out in the calm sea. Don't be getting pummeled right in the middle. He was right in the middle with the,
But
I'd rather him go, "Fuck you, Corolla. Your show's a piece of shit." Like, it'd be more interesting. At least it'd be
definitely
a story.
But don't you find, if you're being approached, you're well-known. If somebody's approaching you, your radar starts to go off when they're on the perimeter, and you have to quickly decide, are you going to be cool? Are you going to acknowledge them? But when they get closer, you're stuck. So you have to decide.
I have a weird non-threatened gene. I don't mind people handing me shit to eat. If somebody, like, if
wandering all on stage, have you autographed something in San Diego, for example?
No, but if I'm like standing with a drunk dude and he's got half an IPA and I go, "Oh, where'd you get that beer? Is the beer stand open?" And he goes, "Hey, man, have a hit," and he'll hand it to me. I'll just fucking take a hit off it. Like,
wow.
I don't care. I think it was growing up with sort of hoodlum friends that beat on me on a semi-regular basis that made me not fear strangers, because my friends were all scarier than the strangers.
Yeah. What harm could these people do to me?
You already had shit thrown in your ear.
Yeah.
I'll put it this way. I drive home from San Diego while Mike August drives my car like an insane man trying to evade the law for 2 hours and don't move in the passenger seat. Now, I'm drunk, to be fair to me.
Right.
But, I mean, he comes up on people, does a weird fucking dipsy doodle move, goes over a pylon. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I have a low pulse or something. I don't know what it is. All right, one more.
All right. Well, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump held a Twitter Q&A Monday with the hashtag AskTrump. Here are some of the popular questions posed to Trump that I thought you might like. First one, which of your immigrant wives will you deport first?
Well, let's not fucking deport any hottie.
Yeah.
That's
Melania
slow.
And Ivanka.
Yeah.
Or whichever one. Do you find it obnoxious when people criticize your hair instead of your disastrous lack of political expertise? How many Native Americans sit on your immigration reform board? And finally, if you become president, will you put That's So Raven on Netflix? Trump actually conducted the chat at Twitter's New York City office, and he seemed to take the whole thing in stride. He tweeted, "Thanks for all your questions. I had a great time."
It's like booing Daryl Strawberry back when he was a Met at Yankee Stadium or whatever. He just goes home and lays on a bed made of cash. Like, I don't think you can do anything to Donald Trump.
I got to interject here because there's a great Simpsons moment. I don't know if you were there where they were booing Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
And he was like, it's not nice to boo them. And he's like, no, they're professional athletes. They get it all the time. Smash cut to Strawberry, single tear goes down his cheek.
That's funny. But
you can't tell Trump a hair joke that he hasn't heard. Right. Like, I don't think he cares. Like, I mean, you can try all you want on him. It's not going to work,
right?
But he's also the classic. He's never going to win. He's doing it for PR. And the classic example of a very rich, out-of-touch old man who is just following somebody's advice. Like, you know what the kids love? Twitter.
Yep.
Put out a hashtag. It's basically tic-tac-toe without the circle and the X.
Does he know he's not going
to
win?
He has to know. Yeah.
I don't every single time I listen to a lot of talk radio, and every single Trump related story is, well, you know, he has no chance, no realistic chance. And then second voice pops in. What do you mean no realistic chance? Number one in the polls. Every single time somebody says he doesn't know or he's not going to win or come on, please. The other human being in the room seems to be educated, goes, well, wait on.
He has to be in it just to be pumping up the Trump brand, name.
There's no question. But also,
every day.
There's a year until the election, so he cannot think that he is going to be president in a year. If he does, he should be removed from.
Why is he doing all this
for
stuff?
PR?
He's in the news every day.
Yes, because we're talking about it.
The former Celebrity Apprentice host, people know Donald Trump.
Can't buy this publicity.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. But it's not like before this, someone said Donald Trump, Donald who? All right. Live shows over at Toronto.
Sorry.
Doing a stand-up show there. Enjoy that. Me in custody. And, yes.
We don't have to spend any time on it, but it should be mentioned. Whenever someone asks you, whoever comes up, ask you what your favorite Simpsons episode is, you usually answer with...
I
hope you said the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. I like Homer Steals Cable. I like Morbidly Obese Homer.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Marge whatever, but Rancho Relaxo is the one I
thought
call
Flaming Moe was the one.
It's up there.
Yeah, Rob is the credited
not writer. Uncomfortable moment at all.
Sorry.
Watch you not pick mine.
Just like
Flaming
Moe.
Let me finish.
That's all right. I'm jumping in again.
That was a great one with... Stevie, the band, and
Aerosmith,
right?
Classic.
Yeah, sorry, Rob Cohen. Everyone, Being Canadian, the name. Oh, the movie, and you can go to beingcanadianmovie.com. Find out everything you need. All the podcasts. Take a knee. Richard Roper's in. All that. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Until next time, Adam Carolla, Rob Cohen, Gina Grad, Bo Bryan, saying mahalo.
I cannot believe that a little girl from Texas is up on the stage now with diarrhea.
All right, and that was the origin of Gina's infamous Don't Care drop. Thank you, H.J. Simpson, or maybe Homer J., for tweeting that to us. A little fun fact about that episode. Rob Cohen is on that particular show, and Rob Cohen is who the character Milhouse is based off of from The Simpsons. So, great
maybe my favorite
stuff.
Character.
Mine. Easily mine.
I I love Milhouse. Everything's coming to Milhouse. I still use that in conversation about myself all the time. I'm sure a bunch of losers do. I love it whenever you have Simpsons writers or guests from the Simpsons on the show. There's been many of them. They're all in the archive at Podcast One Premium, the home of all your favorite podcasts. If you want to hear any of the episodes with anyone who's ever worked on the Simpsons or anybody else, or this entire full episode we just played, Podcast One Premium, home of all your favorite podcasts, you can hear the entire 10-plus years of the Adam Carolla Show all inside of that archive.
Look at all that. Also, my first AIM screen name, Gio, was My Mom Says I'm Cool, which is a quote from Milhouse.
Mine are much sadder. They didn't predate AIM. It was just AOL, before, like AOL Instant Messenger, but it wasn't a separate app. And they were like half of them were Batman related.
Oh, that's not that much sadder. You know what else is a great show? Breaking Bad. And that leads us into our second clip. Breaking Bad, the infamous show of Bryan Cranston. Walter White, who Bryan Cranston played, his son had cerebral palsy and a speech impediment, very similar to that of DFG.
And it's a really funny bit. I don't know where it came out of nowhere. I want to know the mind of DFG, like how he decides to start working this in. So he starts working Flynn from Breaking Bad into his bits on the show, JV or All Balls. Every time he calls in, it starts dripping in. And it turns out it happened over 5 times, over more than a year. And so this is the very first time Flynn from Breaking Bad, I can find, was mentioned during JV or All Balls, Adam Carolla Show 1215. It's an episode with Brian Koppelman, David Levine, Def Rat Guy, Allison Rosen, Brian Bishop. It's from November of 2013. First mention of Flynn from Breaking Bad, JB or All Balls. All Balls, JB.
Beautiful. Allison Rosen.
Hello, Adam Carolla.
Bald Brian.
Eating's not cheating.
JV wanted that. Oh, speaking of JV, JV wanted that on Twitter.
Yeah.
The top drop.
Def Rat Guy's in studio. You asked for it, you got it.
Hanging out to food.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and the Twitter world is abuzz, awaiting anxiously the return of the Def Rat Guy to the Adam Carolla Show. It's great to have you, Def. Mav.
It's been a long time since the studio has seen my shadow.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Too long.
We're happy to have you. I know you're going to do All Balls or JV.
It's all good.
Right. I know you have some Christmas songs you want to sing.
We'll play them. I can't. It'll take too long to do the pitch correction.
I understood. And then also understand that you want to float on with the floaters, but I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm down for it, bro.
But do you just sort of feel the beat of it? I know that
it's got a great bass groove. You can feel that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know, like, there's deaf schools and like their football team, they go the snap, they hit the bass drum,
yeah,
and they feel the concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Of it.
You feel the bass. You take a look at these guys. A lot of them know, with all due respect to them, I wouldn't want to see in a dark alley.
Oh, you wouldn't want to see some of the deaf guys?
The floaters.
Oh, a lot of the floaters. Yeah, yeah.
But I got the vibe, and I found a site that had all the lyrics.
Okay, so you understand. But now you don't use their lyrics. You know, when you're trying out for the floaters, you'd be, you know, a Mav, Capricorn, you know what I mean, girl, if you want to walk on the beach, I'm the guy to walk with, you know, that kind of thing.
They told me I'm supposed to memorize the lyrics.
Oh, no. I don't know who told you you're supposed to memorize the lyrics.
Got some bad info.
Yeah, no, it's just about, you know, you don't have to memorize anything. It's just your night, like what you would do on a date if you were taking a girl out. And, you know, you're going to go out and go to a nice meal and then, you know.
Like what kind of lady I would like.
What kind of lady you would like and, like, what kind of evening you would like with her.
Because when they told me memorize these lyrics by the floaters, I'm like, really?
Right. Understood. All right. So Def Rat Guy is with us. Brian Koppelman and David Levine are going to come in here, and they actually just finished a 30 for 30 that I don't know if they just finished it, but I just finished watching it. It's the whole one on Jimmy Connors, which is it's funny because we all remember McEnroe as being an asshole.
Yeah.
Connors was a bigger asshole than McEnroe.
He doesn't get his asshole do?
Does not get his a-do. He doesn't get his doo-doo.
His doo-doo-doo?
Yeah, well, no, when you're an asshole and you don't get your doo, it's just you don't get your doo-doo. But He was, you know, yelled at more linesmen and was a bigger pain in the ass and meaner to the other guys on the tour and all that kind of stuff, either before or louder than McEnroe.
So why doesn't he get his run as a colossal animal?
I don't know. When you
Do it with a smile? I have an image of Connors in my mind doing it with a smile, whereas McEnroe always seemed angry.
I got to say this. I think some of it, and let's face it, we're wired this way.
Racism.
I swear to God, 70s hair.
Oh.
He had cool hair.
And McEnroe had that sort of afro with the headband.
Yeah, which gave you essentially two afros.
Yeah.
It was like North and South Korea.
A snowman-shaped afro.
Yeah.
I think McEnroe was an asshole and Connors was a dick.
Oh, yeah, that could have been. Yeah. I'm just saying, Connors had a sort of all-American look. And McEnroe had a sort of crazed guy in the subway look, and it just fit the narrative. It just worked well. But Connors was well known as being prickly and a douchebag to everyone else, and McEnroe was sort of talking about it in this 30 for 30 about what a douche he was and how he kind of learned it from him, and he wasn't nice to anybody. And it's like, but as I grew up, just sort of, you know, I wasn't following the circuit or anything. But yeah, look, you look at a picture of the guy and you go, oh, it's not the guy from ABBA?
Yeah, he looks sweet and innocent.
He's a nice guy. Like, when you look like, well, they
he didn't mean whatever he said.
They do it with kids all the time. They show, like, the pretty blonde over there, and then there's the husky chick over there with the frizzy hair, and they go,
hello,
which one's nice and which one's mean? And they just point at the one with the frizzy hair and go, she's the mean one.
I actually, growing up, more than once, it would come out that someone's parent assumed I was a bad influence, and I could not have been a better influence. I erased graffiti, for Christ's sake, thinking that was an act of rebellion in school. But I think it's because I didn't look like that girl from Little House on the Prairie, Nellie Olson, who also was bad.
There was a friend of mine named Henner Tahir.
Wait, Adam, can you describe what's going on the screen?
Yes, we're looking at Bjorn Borg. Is that what we're trying to do?
I think it's supposed to be McEnroe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see Connors again. The dude looks like
that is McEnroe, dude. That's Bjorn Borg we're looking at. But anyway, Henner Tahir was told specifically when his parents went in to have a discussion, I think in the ninth grade, with the teacher, there's no problem with your son. Your problem is he hangs out with Adam Carolla. Like, he was literally, and then I was banned. I mean, this never got
from
to my
Tahir house.
Yeah, my parents never went in for those nights, which was, by the way, the greatest just sort of tacit agreement that two fighters could have. Like, you don't want to punch me. I don't want to punch you. You don't want to get hit. I don't want to get hit. We both want to get our paycheck and get the fuck out of this arena. That's how I sort of, that was my approach to school. And my parents were like, I know you don't want us going in there, and we don't want to fucking take a Wednesday night and go sit around. And by the way, hear what a horrible student you are? Like, that can't
feel good.
You're
not showing up for good news.
It's mutual assured destruction.
Right. So they said, look, we'll stay home. And I was like, good. And that was, you know, we both just sort of, it was like that in the movie The Town, when they all were in the nuns' outfits and they came pulling up in the minivan and the cop looked at them. He just slowly turned the other way. That was what my parents did with Open House. But Henner Tahir's parents didn't. His parents went in and they said specifically, don't fucking hang around with that guy.
How'd you find out?
He told me. Oh. I mean, no, he told me because...
Oh,
because
I wondered why you weren't invited anymore.
Well, no, I did the after school day when I say we go back to your place and I put down a gallon or two of Ovaltine because we didn't have anything that tasted good in my house. And he's like, you can't come by my house. My dad told, you know, you'll hear the pump of a shotgun and a go on get. You come up.
What percentage of kids in your class were you made out to be the scapegoat for their bad behavior?
This is the only confirmed one.
Okay.
I know one of my most delightful conversations is with Coach Nielsen from the varsity football team when he pulled me aside and described my buddy Ray's personality. And you have to understand, when you hear these words at 16 and a half, everything's a delight at 16 and a half, but when he described him as abrasive, I just remember thinking, yeah, I never heard that one. Like, I just call him a dickhead or douche fuck or something, but abrasive sounds good. Like, that is Ray. He is abrasive.
DFG, did you go to a deaf school?
Yeah, I went to the school until I went to SD.
Right. Yeah, he was a, what are you? You must be about a 13th year senior now, or are you still there?
I'm still working on it a little bit. Because
is Delta Foo still going strong?
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh, okay.
We have chapters all over the place now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm proud to say the state of the Delta Foo Union. Strong.
Uh-huh. Oh, good, good. Do you want to prepare a little all balls or JV or all balls? Because I really like JV or all balls. And I'll tell you what. Why don't you just prime yourself over there?
Okay, this is a fun game called all balls or JV.
Right. Do we have an intro for DFGF? I feel like we must have at least Dick.
You wouldn't be able to hear it anyway.
Oh, that's right. Oh. All right. Dick Banks doesn't have a JV.
He can feel it, though.
He doesn't. Not at all balls or JV, but Dick Banks never did a Def Frat Guy song. I feel like there must be a Def Frat Guy song somewhere. But anyway, let's hear it.
He did, but I'd also be remiss if you didn't spend 7 minutes talking about audiobooks.
Sorry. I forgot about your temper.
The one thing he has, books.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, this is called all balls or JV. Uh-huh. I will list something. And we'll go around, start with Allerton, then go to the Ace Man, then to BB.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. And you got, it's a speed round.
All right. So we got to hurry.
All
right.
Okay. And all balls is bad.
Right? JV is bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Dude, bro. Bro.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
All balls is good. JV is bad. Okay. Right. All right. We'll start with you. The new Wendy's chick, the redhead.
Is JV.
No, all balls.
Oh, Allison, you suck at this.
I don't know what she looks like. I felt a lot of pressure.
No, she's all balls.
Okay, 5 o'clock gin, the thinking man's bargain basement spirit.
All balls.
Hell yeah. Brian, a spirited round of Russian ookie cookie.
Spirit, it is spirited. No, that's all balls.
Hell yeah.
Wait, no.
Hold on. There's Russian Ookie Cookie?
Yeah, it's like with that movie.
Do you know Ookie Cookie, Allison?
I don't.
Oh.
Here we go.
Let's see. It's when guys in a fraternity.
They have to be in a fraternity. They just be friends.
Oh, okay. It helps to be in a fraternity.
Someone jizzing on a cookie.
Yeah, that's what it is. But this, but you don't.
Or a cracker.
Or a cracker. Yeah, right. They're not weirdos.
Or biscotti.
That's right.
Don't have to be a cookie.
That's right. Right.
And then you have to eat one? That's
Well, no. Then there's a Russian roulette. Eat it. But this is the Russian roulette you version of Okie Cookie. That's right.
This is like, it's like, you know, you're trying to beat off so you don't have to eat a Ritz cracker filled with jizz. And then you got some dude being like, mow, mow.
Right. So in the Russian roulette version of Okie Cookie, is it whoever finishes last has to eat it? Or is that just straight Okie Cookie?
That's straight Okie Cookie. Russian roulette is there's one cookie that goes around.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, am I going to get that cookie?
Right. Oh, I see. Okay.
Or
right.
Cracker, you know, Ritz.
Right, right, right. Whatever it is.
I prefer Ritz.
Okay, I understood. Oh, yeah, because you do. Yeah. If you're going to lose, let's not make it lose-lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, at least if it's on a cracker you like.
If it's a saltine, then you're kind of, you know, fuck both ways.
Or if the rice cake.
Oh, bad news.
Yeah. Plus. Presents a huge target.
I'd almost prefer it to be jizzed on.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it straight from the udder. Thank you. I don't need it on a saucer, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. What turn is it?
Mine.
Allison.
Oh, okay. Flynn from Breaking Bad.
Oh, all balls.
He's one of our finest actors.
Okay. That's good. Good answer.
The born-again Christian hooker who told Poochie's uncle, Jesus love you long time.
Oh, that's all balls.
Hell yeah.
All right, thank you. Poochie's uncle, you still hanging around with Poochie's uncle?
Yeah, he's going through a pretty rough divorce right now. He married a lady from the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
It was actually that chick.
Oh, okay. And, oh, she was a prostitute?
Well, she was born, but then she was
born
here,
again.
She was here for a week. And she decided that, you know, Putin's uncle was not the dude she married over the mail or the internet.
Uh-huh. I see.
She goes back. I thought she looked like Manny Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
She goes back to the Philippines a week later. Then there's this giant typhoon.
Typhoon, right.
And Putin's uncle calls her and's like, I still love you. Are you okay?
Right.
And she's like, don't ever call me again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then the typhoon.
No, the typhoon. No.
Oh, typhoon.
That's why
first.
He called.
First. Oh, he called first. Oh, okay. And as Pucci's uncle, I know he had a unique sort of medical condition.
He does sit on his balls a lot.
Right. And then that can cause, it sounds funny, but there's a torsion. And you cut off the blood supply. There's really an issue there.
It's called torsion of the testicle. And when it happens over and over, you are in danger of losing the testicle.
Right. So it's a pretty serious medical condition.
There's no name for it yet.
I understand, but maybe Pucci's uncle could do like a PSA or something, because I feel like I'm full up with breast cancer and click it or ticket and all that kind of stuff. Sitting on your balls is something I'm more apt to do, and, you know, later on in life.
Yeah, and it doesn't get as much coverage, you know, the mm-hmm. sitting on the balls.
And this where, you know, we're sick of the pink in the NFL already. Time to stop. Give a blue ribbon.
Mm-hmm. You blue balls. Blue,
yeah.
Right. Understood. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, what do you think guard dogs that have huge cranks are?
Is that all balls? That's all Hell balls. Yeah, yeah that's yeah. all balls.
Brian, what yeah. about the actors who play the cuckold in that cuckold porn?
Oh, that's JV.
Hell yeah. They're some of the worst actors. Yeah.
The acting is deplorable.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about the guy who's... The guy who's fretting while his wife is getting banged by the big black dude?
The dude can't act for shit. He just sit there for 15 minutes shaking his head.
Well,
there's no arc. There's no arc.
Yeah, so you want this guy to have a sort of beginning, middle, and end.
But then the end, like during the money shot, he's still shaking his head.
Right. Oh. You feel like he's got one speed. So it's like... You feel like that actor should first walk in and have a look of surprise, you know? And then at a certain point, he should almost just accept his fate. And
should
then
go to different stages. Like right, first, right. It'd be shock.
Right. I want to see some different.
Denial.
I want to see some different gears here. He's just bargaining. Going sort of Keanu Reeves straight line. Right. You know, like Keanu Reeves in Speed. Just a flat line, like right through the thing. I want to see this guy have some De Niro-esque highs and lows, like Raging Bull.
It's like, dude, you put your head in your hand for like the fifth time.
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah, and they shake it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dude, really?
Well, okay, but DFGs, the guys in a cuckolding porn genre, you know, that's not my thing. But I don't feel like I'm focused on that actor as much as I am on what's going on next to
Sounds
him,
like
you know?
He has hyper
vigilance.
Porn hypervigilance mm-hmm. where it's distracting to him.
You know that bad acting.
Right.
Good acting, you just become you're
just the guy's wife's getting fucked by the black guy?
You become part of the
right.
of the film.
Right. Understood. So yeah, those guys need to step it up. I don't know who's
that appeal to?
I don't know, but I can tell you who it appeals to. If you Jim Norton, if you ever ask like who the fuck gets off to women stepping on cockroaches while they're it's like whatever it is, Jim Norton will be your answer for that. Number one, but number two, yeah, if that does appeal to you, and you feel like that guy who plays the husband of the chick who's getting nailed by the black dude is mailing it in, or it's not really that guy, you're out. See what I'm saying? Thank you. I couldn't agree more with you, Defrek guy.
It's something that needs to be addressed.
Again.
Arguably, his is the most important role in the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, otherwise, it's just a porn.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be addressed. And again, another opportunity for a PSA. All right, thank you.
Here, yeah, I did have two more.
All right.
I think it's my turn.
Yeah. Oh, doing a standing 69er in space.
I suspect it's all balls.
Hell yeah. Okay. This is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Axe Black Chill. It is a new fragrance by Axe, which is energized with fresh citrus. and mint with a cedarwood undertone.
It's called Axe Black Chill.
Not Dark Temptation.
Right. Black Chill.
Yeah.
I don't like anything called Axe put in front of the word black because I feel it's pejorative. I've always joked that I thought the black community thought that body spray was called ask. And that's out of line, I know. But I'm a comedian. I'm allowed to say that. So when you put axe and then black, to me, that's an attack on the black community. Thank you. And I'm sensitive.
The last one.
Mm-hmm. So that's JV, sorry.
JV, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Act Dark Temptation, though, all ball.
Yeah, that's good. That's
it's Bobby Canning's fragrance.
Oh, Bobby Canning. Oh, does he have a pejuria? Yeah. Is that a different guy?
It's Bobby. He's a little guy, but he rolls jujitsu.
Oh, he rolls in jujitsu.
Yeah, wow. He's got a pretty good stand up, takedown defense.
But he's the guy who has that disease where
he looked pretty old. He looked like right now. I don't know. He probably looks like about 110 years old.
But he's only like 19 or something?
Like 2'10".
But is he like 19 or something?
Yeah, he's probably 18, 19. You know, he's the dude that used to buy us beer when he was 7 or 8.
Right, right. Because when he was 7 or 8, he looked like he was 65. Yeah, I know.
He's a primordial dwarf.
No, he's got progeria.
Well, he's 2 feet tall.
Well, it stifles it ages you like that Benjamin Button's movie.
But forward.
Forward. Okay. So if you got a guy living on your block who's 7 or 8, he may look like he's 65. So that's the dude who's going to buy your beer when you're 17.
That's turning lemons into Mike's.
Yeah. What other purpose would he serve?
He likes twisted tea, but I got to get him into Mangria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's drinking the twisted tea.
Bobby's classic. He's all got like a Kool in one hand and a twisted tea or a Mike Todd lemonade, apple, you know. But I need to get him. We need to can Mangria.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I know you're into Zima pretty strong for a while. Yeah. Oh, no. Tequiza, I think, was your drink.
Tequiza. It had that, you know, subtle undertone of lime with a hint of you know, beer taste.
Right, yeah.
And Bobby wears Axe Dark Temptation.
Yeah, that's his fragrance.
All right, sorry, where were we?
The last one goes to Brian.
Okay.
Mm. Creative pecker play.
That's got to be all balls.
No, dude, I think it's JV because
Moose
is still up with the Jacks.
Moose?
He was with the San Francisco Jacks.
That's right. I remember we called them, right?
And he says he's been doing everything. He says he's over that shit. He doesn't want to see another crank, you know, for a long time.
Right, Moose. Right. Yeah.
And but he has to keep working there because of the economy.
Right. Understood. All right. Def Rat Guy, I know it's again tough, but you can kind of feel the beat as far as the floaters go. And just for the record, all balls are JV. I love that. And I agree. The cuckolding actor spot, really, those guys need to fucking step their game up.
Yeah,
because it's JV. Well, I don't know what else to say.
It's about time someone called him out on it. Like, it's gone unnoted for too long.
Right.
Been way too long.
Right.
And it's gotten to the point where there was one time where I almost lost wood. I was so pissed.
Wow. Woo. He was this upset. He was this close to not coming. So get ready for some floaters. And we'll give you a little taste of how it actually sounds. You can pick up the vibes. And then, you know, step in and do a little Def Rat Guy. Borrow.com, baby. You need cash. You need it fast. Tuition. Unexpected medical bills, car repair, go to the bank, max out the credit card. What do you do? BORRO.com. It's brilliant. It's easy. It's smart. It's fast. You can get cash wired right to your accounts. Just visit borrow.com/Adam. I talked to these guys. Very reasonable. Very reasonable. They just, what you do is you go, I need some cash. And they go, well, what do you got? And they go, I got a car. I got some jewelry. I got a ring. I got whatever. And they go, all right, just borrow against it. And they can do the appraising. They can go online. You can go online and check it out and do the appraising. And they wire the money in your account in as little as 24 hours. My listeners, Get a zero interest rate for the first month. See how much cash they can get you wired to your account within 24 hours. Totally interest-free for a month, Dawson.
Even if you don't need cash today, try borrow.com right now just to see how it works. Pick any valuable item you own. Go to borrow.com/Adam and chat with a Borrow agent. In minutes, you'll get a range of how much cash you could have wired into your account in 24 hours. Visit borrow.com/Adam. Borrow.com/Adam.
All right, Def Rec Guy, I'll give you a little shot of the floaters, just 15 seconds of the actual floaters, and then we'll just kind of do the music bed, and you just kind of check it out, you know?
And my name is Ray. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom, and I like a woman who can hold her own.
There's a lot of bass.
Mm-hmm. You can hear it, right?
It's a good thing it's a strong groove.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And my name is Charles.
Holding up the lyrics, I respect that.
Mm-hmm. Now I like a woman that's quiet.
Quiet?
A woman who carries a stick.
I like a toaster oven that's quiet.
I want to bother me with words.
Like a space heater and a.
Now my name is Paul.
One of those fart fans in my bathroom. Quiet. It's a woman that's quiet.
Cancer.
Is that even a trait? Just. I mean, I know it's a trait, but I mean, it's like saying I like a bagel that's quiet. Like, what's that?
What are you saying?
What are you saying? What are you going after here? Oh, wait, yeah.
I am the rooster. We need a zodiac sign.
Rooster.
No.
Chinese calendar.
Nobody's going to check.
Bang Lao Su.
No, these guys' name like.
I'm 5'1".
Ooh.
Full head of hair.
No.
I love to play Paigao all day, all night with flip-flop on.
Is it Chungwag?
Bang Lo Su.
All right, you get the idea.
You introduce yourself.
Yeah, and so you know, you'd say, I'm Maverick. You know,
I like a lady who.
Right. Yeah. Give your sign out.
Your sign.
All right. So just play a little music bed for Mav. You know, and you just kind of feel the groove.
Can you get that bass up a C here? My name is DFG, Def Rat Guy for short. Hell yeah. My sign is Pisces, the fish. Because I am deaf as a haddock, stool to the gills, and I piss wherever I want.
I guess fish do that, don't they?
Yeah, they don't give a shit where they piss.
I never even seen a fish pissing. Like, no one ever goes, oh, man, I was swimming and a fucking fish pissed on me.
Cloud of fish piss.
Yeah, it never happens. Even when they're scared.
My rising sign is Scorpio.
Oh, that's your rising, yeah.
You dig me, I'll fuck you. Whether with the potato gun or some of my bros. What I'm looking for in a lady is maybe the mysterious sensuality of an Amanda Knox.
Oh, you mean the one who killed the...
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Was she the one that got... Was she the one that was accused of murder in Italy, or is that the one who was killed by one of the Kennedys? That was a Knoxley and a Knox.
She was acquitted for murder.
She was acquitted for murder. Oh, okay. You want someone like her?
I like it. It's dangerous.
Right. I get it.
I like the new Wendy's chick a lot.
Right. The redhead?
Yeah. She takes a big bite of the burger. I like that. And I like the quiet wisdom of Taco Bell executive chef Lorena Garcia.
She does have a certain dignity about her. That's right. There's a quiet wisdom there.
Frightful.
She always said, if you keep your heart open, love will always find its way in.
Yeah. I do like when those commercials have an executive chef.
Yeah.
She knew what they needed to make a change.
Right. Yeah. That taco salad's not going to make itself.
No.
It needs a watchful eye.
But I also like a lady who takes care of herself down below. I don't want that thong coming off and...
you know, I'm face to face with the pitch of Brian Williams' beard.
Right.
But I don't also want to, you know, be staring at a plucked chicken.
Right.
If I wanted that, I'd go to the supermarket.
Right, right. Yeah, you want some nice balance in there. Right.
Try any ass play on me, I'll punch you in the face.
Right. Now, don't drop a digit on DFG is what you're saying. But you're being up front.
Hell yeah.
About the backside.
Yeah. Oh, I love a lady who knows when it's time to pull the trigger.
What does that mean?
You know, to make herself boot so she can do another cake stand.
Oh, I see. So it's like she can make herself throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she can keep partying?
Yeah, because there's too much liquid in there.
Right, right.
Let me see. Oh, I like a beautiful lady. Try them, Chi Omega, hell, even an AD Pi.
Oh, yeah. Like that, too. Is Ashley in there? Are you still staying in touch with Ashley?
She's working in PR.
Ashley? Which Ashley?
The one with the brown, you know, the Brian Wilson bush.
Oh, okay. Not the shaved Ashley.
She went full circle or whatever.
Oh, that's shaved Ashley?
Yeah, she's the full. Yeah, I don't know what the situation is now.
Right, so you're saying shaved Ashley is a full bush now?
Yeah, she's like one of those dudes that, you know, that can like grow a beard in 2 days.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's always experimenting.
Maybe for November.
She's experimenting, right. Mm-hmm.
And then, the best one. Mm-hmm. I like a lady who throws in a big freaking dip of grizzly and then blows you so you get a nice nicotine buzz while you are getting a Wendy.
So if she puts dip in and goes down on you, you'll catch a nicotine buzz while you're getting a blowjob.
Especially if the...
Did you do it up front?
Yeah, if the plug makes contact with your frenulum or whatever the shit.
Frenulum?
The underside.
The underside.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I'm learning so much.
This is just great. This
well, don't get any of that dip spit down your pee hole.
Oh. Yeah, you don't want to get it down. Man, I just feel enlightened.
Yeah, this is his message of seduction to the ladies.
Yeah. Def Rat Guy, this is nothing short of impressive. This is powerful.
And then this is the last thing I wanted to get you give a heads up. I found a really cool thing. I've been friends with this a really cool Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me that for a potato gun, it's much better to put in ether than Aquanet.
Ether's better than Aquanet.
Yeah,
I potato gun.
Yeah, I busted out my Aquanet, and the dude's like, don't even, like, get out of here.
Right.
You know? Still has an earring of, I mean, you know, like one of those necklace things with ears on it.
Right. So he said use the ether if you're going to use a potato gun.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hard to get.
It's hard to get, but it's much more effective.
Yeah.
It's got a much greater, I think, like muzzle velocity, I think they
like
call it.
It's like putting jet fuel in a Elantra or whatever.
Right. I'm sure. So you're going to have a Nissan that's going to go 700 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's just a good sign.
If you can get your hands on ether, that's the problem.
And right.
We are working, the Delta Food Legal, we're working on getting the access.
Easier. Right. But until then, it's just Aquanet it's going to have to do.
Yeah, or, you know, go to a local hospital. Maybe you'll get lucky.
Right. Understood. Anyway, it is one of those things, like, someone would yell at you. Mm-hmm. Like, you said, like, you announced that you were going to get your master's degree in architecture. Uh-huh. And they said, yeah, you'd be better off trying to grow avocados in Anchorage.
Uh-huh.
But
that's the saying that should be.
Dawson's going to make it happen, yeah, buddy?
Yeah, I don't – you know what? We can have the meeting, dude, but no, you need sunlight.
Come on, man. Don't go in with that attitude.
Okay, we'll make it happen.
You do it like the DFG, like over at Delta Foo. You use the grow lights in the basement, right, right, DFG?
Hell yeah, Delta Foo.
All right. Visit gotomeeting.com, click on the try it free button, and use the promo code Adam. You can sign up for 30 days. Get a 30-day free trial at gotomeeting.com. Promo code Adam. Meeting is believing. All right. DFG, deffratguy.com is where you go for all your holiday merch needs. You got a 2-for-1 stickers, a 2-for-1 price on the DFG stickers going on.
And, bro, you didn't say anything about my tank.
Yeah, you look hot in your tank top. Yeah. I know I still miniature funnels for your keychain.
It's a great docking duffer. It worked for Hanukkah, too. A lot of dudes would put the man at, what the
Manischewitz?
Fuck? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, into the mini funnel.
Yeah, and you know, it's discreet.
It's discreet, so right?
Made here in America.
So it's basically saying, like, if you're trapped in traffic and you can't get to your funnel,
exactly.
Here's one that's on your keychain.
Yeah, and like, yeah, I'm coming here. I was stuck in traffic, and I'm like, where's my funnel? Right. I didn't have it because
right.
I couldn't get it. You know, I don't.
Right. But you have your keychain funnel. So you're never caught without
you're
your funnel.
Never funnel-less.
Yeah, you're never funnel-less.
Yeah, it's very discreet.
Very discreet. Also, Def Rec Guy's best friend, Josh Gardner's got a Christmas album. It's an All Balls Christmas out there, and you can download it. By the way, it's available on Black Friday on Amazon.
Bro.
Yeah.
He produced it. I'm the dude singing.
Oh, you're singing it.
Yeah, some of the most beloved Christmas classics.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do we have a little sample of...
Hell yeah, I think we have the one about...
Poochie's balls, Poochie's balls, Poochie's uncle's balls. He sits on them all the time because they hang so low. Poochie's balls, Poochie's balls, Poochie's
this is what's
uncle's
been missing.
Balls. Doctor said if it happens, finally. His balls will have to go. A day or two ago, Poochie texted me. His uncle was in the hospital, hooked to an IV. He sat down on his balls. He crushed them both like grapes. The doctor wasn't even sure if they regained their shape. Oh, Poochie's balls, Poochie's balls, Poochie's
balls. All right, you get the idea.
There's
other great Christmas holiday favorites as well. There, yeah. You could sing along. And again, it makes me lament that I had... As a youth, I did not have, like, Poochie's Uncle's balls
playing
Batman in the
background. Yeah, Batman Smells, and that's it.
That's all we had. Yeah. Robin laid an egg. Nonsense.
That was DFG talking about Flynn from Breaking Bad, but it didn't stop there.
We have a listener request, and that's why I decided to play that last one. This listener request comes from Ray Mosher on Twitter as a DM. Hi, Gio and Chris. A huge fan of the Corolla universe and what you and Loxamana have done with Corolla Classics. A couple requests for future episodes if you're taking them. Both still kill me every time I think of them and hope you can track them down. First was a DFG bit where he was getting upset emotional about Flynn from Breaking Bad getting snubbed on the Golden Globes. I may be able to remember more of the conversation if you need more context. I do not, Ray. That's enough. And we'll play your other request at a later date on a future episode. This is Adam Carolla Show 1239, Def Rat Guy, Allison Rose, and Brian Bishop. It's from January of 2014. The frat guy gets a little emotional.
Yeah. Back with the great one, the deaf frat guy.
Everyone oh, yeah, loves, that's the food.
Yeah, everyone loves the deaf frat guy. DFG?
What's up, bro?
Thanks for coming out. I know we have a spirited round of JV or all balls.
It's all good.
And also, we're going to do... Maybe we'll do some blah, blah, blah. I feel by the time we get to JV or all balls, we'll probably be rolling into some news. But let's do that because this is quickly becoming my favorite segment of the show, the JV or all balls.
His reasoning is dizzying, too.
Do you think JV or all balls is JV or all balls?
Well, oh, I see. it's all balls. I mean, for
hell
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could easily see Howie Mandel or Seacrest hosting this in syndication.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Getting families together.
That's right.
You know,
with the family huddles together.
Uh-huh.
Like Family Feud style.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Peeing while, you know, we'd tame it down a little, but like peeing while you're in the shower. JV or all balls, everyone getting together and huddling around, you know? Well, it saves water. Definitely saves water. I mean, people are very, you know, environmentally oriented.
Germ conscious, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poochie's uncle said that dude that hosted Family Feud, Richard Dawson, gave his grandmother the clap.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess Poochie's uncle's been around for a while now, right? I mean, I know he worked in radio for a while.
Yeah, he was in ad sales. But, Brian, I heard your movie review. Poochie's uncle wanted me to tell you that he hated The Wolf of Wall Street because he said that the shape of the Quaalude was wrong.
Oh. Wow. It was inaccurate. Historical inaccuracy.
So he want, when you review that film, okay. he wanted me to add that.
Oh, okay.
He's very detail-oriented. I guess he was around during those days. Yeah.
He has some knowledge of that information.
They were like big, and they said like 757 or some shit on them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So do we have some JV or all balls?
Yeah. Let's start off.
Mm-hmm.
All okay. right. Hold on. Don't look.
All right.
Okay. Losing wood in a foursome.
Wood in a foursome. I mean, a foursome is two dudes and two chicks.
Losing wood.
Yeah, right. But there's another dude in there with who found your wood.
Yeah, it's like you and your best friend.
Right, with two chicks.
Yeah.
And everyone's going together. And you lose wood. I feel like that's JV. I mean, you started the foursome. You couldn't finish it.
What could be more affirming of your masculinity than losing your wood when there's another guy in the room naked?
I guess. I don't know. Allison, what do you think?
I agree with JV. If you're up for sex, you're up for sex, regardless.
Right.
That's my irregardless.
Irregardless.
That's what I meant.
Right. Irregardless. That's right.
Okay. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Chris Christie.
And him shutting down that whole bridge.
Yeah. The more, you know, it's funny because when this first just sort of washed over me, it was a lot of like, all right. And then you start hearing about, you think about the guy who's going to his new job and being 4 hours late or the old lady or whatever, just stuck in traffic. The idea that you're using people as pawns, to me, by the way, scariest sort of governmental thing you can do. The taxes and or I'm going to make a deal with my brother-in-law who owns he's a paving contractor and I'm going to give him the account to pave the new stretch of highway. Like, that's been going on for a million years. I almost understand it. This is just fun. This is just you fucking holding a giant magnifying glass over your constituency and burning them like ants because you can.
Well, you're saying it's JV. I'm saying it's all bald. Bro, when was the last time you shut down a bridge?
Well, I feel like all you have to do is threaten to jump off of one and you could get it shut down.
That is true, but I mean, this dude, people are always jealous of a powerful man. Uh-huh. And this is a man of enormous appetite. He probably lived in a lair like that, double the size of the fucking Batcave, bro.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So you're a big Chris Christie fan.
Well, I think what he did was power play. I respect that.
Okay.
No. What about this embattled and sometimes polarizing figure, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford?
You know, he provides a lot of fodder for, you know, morning shows and late night shows to talk about. We've decided that comedy should be exclusively at 6 a.m. and then at 11 p.m.
Laughter in between.
Not much at noon. We just want to see people impersonating doctors and faking their own death.
He's not afraid to get wasted with his own constituents.
I like when a guy gets accused of using one drug and makes the excuse that he was wasted on another drug as the excuse of why he participated in the use of one of the other drug. There's a part of me that likes this guy. I don't know why. He sort of is what he is.
The chutzpah there.
He's got one life, and he's living it.
Right.
YOLO.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I like his look. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see that mug on a billboard at Hollywood Highland. I'm seeing that movie.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. That's an interesting look. All right. So you're saying it's all balls?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
But what about Michael Bay's awkward address at the Samsung trade event?
I feel like that was JV because I feel like there was a little hissy fit involved, which is – by the way, let me explain F you and then F me money. F me money is better than F you money. This is – I don't fucking care if I'm out the $500,000 they paid me to do this. I'm fucking walking. Like any comedian – any guy who had a let's just take your average comedian who has a corporate gig where they paid him $7,000 to go out there and be the MC for that, would never just walk. He didn't have to walk on it. I don't chalk it up to nerves or whatever.
Unprofessional, though.
I've seen him interviewed many times. Yeah, I'm saying that's JV.
But, dude, he's one of our finest directors, and he was publicly deballed.
So, you're saying it's all balls?
Yeah, but... Yeah. No, JV.
Oh, JV. Well, we got to fix your teleprompter.
No, the whole thing that happened to him was JV. He needs to get his PR guy to set up a meeting with between Mr. Bay and Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, Jason Statham and some other, other finest actors.
Right, so they could come together like a super project.
America needs Michael Bay right now to get back on his game.
No, I agree. I mean, he makes a lot of these films that are uplifting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. What about Flynn, a.k.a. Walt Jr. on Breaking Bad, getting snubbed at the Golden Globes? JV all balls.
Oh, man. Now, let's see.
Dude, you got worked up over that.
Yeah, he's emotional. Is that because he's sort of handicapped or... Is that the handicapped kid?
Dude, he's got mild CB.
CB?
I'm a CP, bro. Sorry. Oh. You got me off. Now I'm all screwed up, bro. He's got a mild case.
Cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Cerebral palsy, CP. But, I mean, this dude gets more boxed than the Memphis hub of FedEx.
Right, so he
that's a lot of box.
That's a lot of box.
Yeah, he gets a lot of box.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think? why did they snub him?
Well, first off, I feel like the ultimate reward is that much box. You know what I mean? Like, if you gave me a choice, would you like a 9-inch brass statue or more box than the FedEx Memphis hub? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's laughing all the way to the box.
From the ladies I hear from, he does have a 9-inch brass statue. It's called his meat and bag.
you're counting the bag now.
Well, that's like the inch and a half at the bottom.
Right. Yeah. I don't like him being snubbed, but again, you know, being young, good looking, getting, you know, that kind of notoriety, I feel like he's gonna land on his feet. But I know as someone with a disability,
I don't know if that was like a Freudian statement.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean that. Sorry, but as someone who suffers from a disability, I think you're weaving some of your own feelings into that.
I'll tell you this: there's gonna be some hot chick landing on his meat puppet soon.
All right. So that's JV.
Yeah, it's
JV. Yeah.
What about the whole Golden Globes in general? I mean, look, you love Brent.
Right.
I love Brent. I don't like the idea of the foreign press corps coming to our country and telling us who has the best Brent.
That's a different. Did you see it?
What next? They got some French journalist is going to come over for the Golden Turd Cutter.
No, not the ass.
He thinks the Globes represent.
No, you got to watch it. It's for acting.
I know Globes, Def Rec, I mean something else in your lifestyle.
It's an acting.
Lifestyle.
What is it then?
It's like, remember Pucci's uncle saw The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, he hated it because of the Quaalude things where it was not accurate.
Right. So that's like, all right, there's a movie. And then they would give a Globe, an award to Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, because he was in that movie.
This is not Best Rack?
No. No.
So totally JV then.
Yeah, God knows what you think the Oscars are about.
Okay. Yeah. What about John Hyatt?
John Hyatt. I love John Hyatt.
Yeah, he's a great dude. He tagged Shaved Ashley and Ashley with the full bush in a threesome.
John Hyatt?
Yeah, from Altadena, John Hyatt.
Sigma Mu?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm not a singer-songwriter,
His
John
Smitty's
Hyatt.
Cousin, John Hyatt.
Wait, this dude.
Jonathan Hyatt.
Yeah, how old
He's a sophomore.
Oh, no. No, I thought you were talking about John Hyatt, the singer writer.
It's like 60 years old.
Johnny Hyatt tagged both Ashleys at once. The first dude to do it.
Really? Ashley? Wait a minute. There's one. I know one is a shaved bush.
One is a tri-moo. And the other one is the one who was one of the first to have a full-shaved bush.
Okay. And he got both of them.
Yeah, Johnny Hyatt.
Okay,
John Hyatt,
I'm sorry.
Whatever. He wants people to call him John now because he's, you know, he's worried about like getting a job or something.
Yeah.
Something.
Right. Okay. No, I'm. Yeah, it's just when you ask me about John Hyatt, I mistook it for something else.
That's Hell yeah.
All right. So that's all. That'd be all balls then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about this war on bread?
There's a war on bread?
With the gluten.
Oh, right, right. Mm-hmm.
It's a simple yes or no.
Yeah, people are hollowing out their bagels. Mm.
Bagels are already hollowed out, technically.
Yeah, they're scooping out.
Oh.
They're making them into bread. A moat, you know? And no, you know what I realize? Think about this. I don't know, but it's probably one of these L.A. things. But when I head out with my writing partner, Kevin Hinch, to pound out a little work on Road Hard, we go out to breakfast. We order everything, but we don't order toast anymore. You remember you'd come with that huge stack of toast? And
it's like a scoop of cottage cheese.
Yeah, you'd get that massive thing of toast. And so now it's like you get the omelet, you get the cottage cheese, maybe even you get the home fries or the hash browns. But I always tell him that to save the toast, and he always tells him too, save the toast, because the days are gone of you eating four pieces of toast. Right? And then I realized it's not like they deduct 39 cents. They simply don't bring the toast out. They don't have to toast it. They don't have to butter it. They don't have to bring it out. They don't deduct. I see this more and more. I'm wondering... I'd love a toast statistic. I would love to know the amount of toast consumed with breakfast versus, you know, 10, 20 years ago. I am feeling...
And I would like to know, the person that does order toast, are they getting a piece from 1992?
I think they are now. I'm just wondering if the place that formerly used to buy 50 loaves of bread, the breakfast joint, is now down to 12 loaves of bread because of that dramatic... It decrease.
They used to do that. You know, it was great because you go to, to go get breakfast, and the bread was the toast was pre buttered. They would do that at International House of Pancakes. They would do it at other national houses of pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there are other ones.
Yeah, there were
regional ones.
Yeah, no, but if you went to the International House of Pancakes and I don't know, China or Kenya.
No, and I think they just call it International House of Pancakes. I don't think they're international. I don't think there's one in Denmark.
It says international.
Yeah, I know. I think they just do that. Like, you know, sometimes they'll say world famous, and then it's
they trick you.
Bob's Pizza. You know, it's probably not. If you traveled the globe, I don't think you'd find that people knew that pizza place.
So I guess it's JV.
Yeah, I guess it would be. By the way, is there anything better than this? The toast that gets heavily buttered, even both sides buttered, that part that gets soaked and saturated in the butter that's furthest away from the crust in the center where it starts getting really thin.
And wilty.
And wilty. It can't support its own weight. It's a little butter hammock sitting in there. And you just take a bite out of that one part. Like you go, I'm not going to get the crust. It's all dry. They didn't get any butter. By the way.
This is porn to Allison.
People, you people who apply butter need to focus on the perimeter. That's where they need the butter. This is basically... Like you
gilding the lily. It's already tender in the middle.
Right. Yes. If you are, that's the dry part around. That's the part. Yes. If you're going to put oil on a bicycle, don't put it on the fucking seat. Put it on the chain, assholes. But the part that needs the most butter.
Doesn't get any love or butter.
That's right. But that one bite. You know what I'd like to do? One day when I have F me money. I'm just going to simply walk around restaurants and take that one bite off of everyone's plate right in the middle. Just that big fucking half circle just out of the sweet spot in the middle. Set it back. Then walk to the next level. That will be my lunch.
You have to sell a lot of mangria.
I know.
For that kind of
going to be awesome.
You could give the crust to homeless dudes.
Oh, you should know this, DFG. I'm told here by Gary. IHOP opened in Dubai and Kuwait. It's an international push that started in 2012.
Hell yeah.
All right. Do you have one more for us?
Yeah. Okay. I have one more. What do you think about those NFL owners who wear the, you know, those striped shirts with the white collars?
Like Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the cuff and the collar don't match. It is a definite rich guy move, where the collar and the cuff are a different color than the body of the shirt.
JB?
Well, I've had shirts made for me. Actually, one of the nicest things they used to do, you guys tell me what you think about this, Jim Rome show. When you go and do people's shows, you get a commuter mug. By the way, there has to be a cap on commuter mugs. Right? I feel like I'm lousy with commuter mugs. And it's also the kind of thing
disposable
where...
disposable for you at this point.
Yeah, I have a cupboard that has like 28 commuter mugs in it, and I can never use more than one at once, and there's never a situation where there's 11 people waiting to get in my car in the morning and go, where's my mug? You know, it's like, it's just a commuter mug. But they give away the commuter mug. They give away mugs. They give away sometimes bathrobes, which are okay, but they're really shitty bathrobes, so you never really use them. And all that kind of stuff. Easy
Allison.
Allison, yeah.
Sorry.
What Jim Rome would do is he had a tailor. And the tailor would go, oh, I'm a Jim Rome's tailor. He found me or whatever it is. And he'd measure you up. Behind me, I got one arm's a little longer than the other. I have long arms that are just short. Shirts come up short on my wrist and measure you up. Do the whole thing. Get your full initials and have a swatch, a big fabric swatch pile. You just pick through your thing and you go, oh, I like this fabric. And they go, okay. And then you'd forget about it. Like 5 weeks later, you'd get a shirt custom made for you with your fucking initials in the cuff.
And a watch.
That's amazing.
No watch.
You said they give you a watch and a shirt.
No, just a shirt. But I really felt like...
You said swatch. He's reading
swatch. Oh, sorry. Swatch. I felt like Robert Kraft. I really did.
Oh,
that was
swatch.
My only custom-made shirt.
Swatch has a watch, too.
What?
See what
oh, swatch.
No,
shit.
I thought you said they give you a watch.
Oh, no, I said swatch, which is a watch.
No, but
not this one.
It's like, dude, you're at a football game, bro.
Right.
Wear a jersey. Look like you've been there before. This is
wear a jersey.
It's the gridiron. It is not a Cadillac dealership.
Okay, I get you. You're right.
These guys are up there in a climate-controlled environment eating shrimps, sipping wines.
It's shrimp and wine, I think. It should be shrimps.
And by the way, Bob Kraft, Vladimir Putin called, you're not getting that ring back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. He says Putin stole his Super Bowl ring. But, yeah. It should be eating shrimps. You're right. Drinking
and
wines.
Drink wines.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why it's not. DFG? You okay?
Sometimes I get a little bummed out that there's like only the white mangria and the original red mangria.
Well, you can mix them together, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a new product coming soon. It's called Bros Day. And it is the marriage of red and white mangria.
Yeah, we wanted you to do that a little more conversational.
Yeah, media training's really paying off.
They're coming soon.
We got Senator Bragman, Nyman, and Caffarel.
I had Poochie's uncle write me some copy.
Oh no!
Lots of dudes don't have the balls. It says cajones. The balls,
cajones,
to pull off pink. But Bros Day, the marriage of red and white sangria, is a way to show you are all bald and it has a really good taste, and you can you know, you're like, dude, look at the set on that dude sipping on the Bros Day.
Right.
It's got a good taste.
Yeah, no, I like it too.
But it's all these stores are carrying mangria now. Mm-hmm. Fanwood Liquor, Fanwood, New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hooch's filling stations down in Anderson and Palmetto, South Carolina.
Did not know that.
Wow.
Even if you're up, going to Rochester, New York, stop by Market View Liquors and get some mangria. Or if you're like in Richland or Kennewick, Washington, just like go to mid-Columbia liquor stores and reach in the cooler and grab some mangria.
Thanks, DFG. I appreciate the plug, buddy. I would like to tell people they can go to deffratguy.com if they want to find out what's going on with DFG.
Yeah, I'm sold out of T-shirts, unfortunately. Just stickers, mini funnels, and lucky potato keychains. Oh, and ID cards.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi. Yeah. Def Frat Guy, by the way, is the Twitter. Should we do a little news, Allison Rosen?
Yes.
DFG, you hang out, read her lips, and chime in.
The news.
Oh, I'll
Allison
read her
Rosen.
Lip.
She read some news from her iPad.
And that was Def Frat Guy really letting his emotions out in front of the guys back in 2014. But you know what? I think that's all balls.
It's all balls. Very brave.
Yes, I agree. You know what else
also
is all
Flynn
balls?
Also, Flynn rocks.
Flynn does rock. And what else is all balls is seeing Adam Carolla live. That's right. He'll be at Cleveland February 27th at Hilarities and Indianapolis February 28th and 29th at Helium Comedy Club doing his unprepared stand-up. Also, Los Angeles, we're doing a CarCast live show and a car show. So come out to that. And watch, I think we're screening a Shelby doc. Adam's going to be doing a live podcast. It's a whole day of events. So, and that's at the
Will
Peterson.
Will Matt be
Museum.
There? Matt?
Yeah, one of the Matts is guaranteed to be there. Come and find out which one.
All right.
All right, let's get going with another clip. This is also a listener request from Seth Rosen. And he slid in a Geo's Twitter DMs asking, "Hey guys, one more request that I was reminded of by a buddy. Adam telling stories about his Catholic little brother and him trying to rap with a thick Russian accent. Thought it was fucking great, Seth."
Well, we didn't need that extra obscenity in there, Seth. And also, if it was Seth Rogen who slid in my DMs, I wouldn't be doing this show anymore.
No, but it was Seth Rosen.
It was, and he's a good fan. And this bit is really mostly a love line thing. Didn't really care over the morning show. Maybe he was told 3 times in the morning show. He has to censor himself because he quotes some Cypress Hill and some other lyrics when he's impersonating Nate's friend Tim, who you'll hear about right now. And this is a live show with Eliza Schlesinger from Adam Carolla Show 1598. It's from June of 2015 with Gina Grad and Brian Bishop live at the Hollywood Improv. It comes up from a different conversation. They get into Adam and the sex question, when you want to become a Catholic little brother, how often you think of it, which leads inevitably to the team story. And then Adam does his duty and tells it in full, which I very much appreciate. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose, she's hot, right?
Super hot. She looks like, I'm sure she hates being told this, but it also is great, Angelina Jolie. And like, I'm looking at her, I'm like, you cannot make yourself a lesbian, but I would.
So but to women, you have a lot more latitude sexually, flexible. You're more physically and sexually flexible, right?
There's more to us. There's more things you can change. If a guy's ugly, he's ugly, unless like he makes some money. And with a girl, if you're ugly, there are, it's society, not me. And if you're a girl, like there are things you can do. Like when I had hair extensions, exponentially hotter. No makeup, just guys like, oh my God, is that hair? Like they just... There's just things we can do.
Where are the extensions now?
They're back with the Indian woman I stole them from. No, they're in the garbage somewhere.
Oh, I wish you kept them. Could put them to good use.
Just glue them.
What I'm saying is like, Rob Lowe's a good looking dude, but I'm like, I think I would blow him.
You think? Come on.
Think is like a 2 on the kidney
scale. I'd
like
to make out with him and just kind of see where it went. I don't know any guys that are that way unless they're gay. But women, I think, with Angelina Jolie or whatever.
I think I would feel inauthentic actually making out with a girl at this age. I feel like it was a lie. Like in college, you just want to, I get it, you kiss a girl. Even in your 20s, you're like, I'm drunk, this is fun. But like at 32, like this realized as like a human and like I'm a stand-up comedian, if I did that, it would be like, what, now you're gay. Like there is no, like I was just having fun. It's like, nope, you're gay.
Right.
At this point, I've committed too much the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, and I also, there are beautiful women. I have no desire to touch a vagina. I think they're so gross.
I get you.
Mine's okay. I
like
touch
that slapping move that Gina does with the vagina, though. That's my. That would be
He's
my move.
He's full of the pain.
Well, I did say no, and then the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing came about, and I realized, if he could make the move at, don't know, 66, who knows what's in all of our futures. We don't know.
Never say never.
We don't know. All right, let's do one more. Let's see. What do we got? Can I really keep this hand?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the fingers are big to small. Oh, okay. I like that. The two in the middle. I like that. I like that. Thank you. Know,
I have one if nobody else does. Anybody?
Yes.
The Big Brothers Big Sisters organization.
Big Brothers Big Sisters organization.
Wow. Noble organization.
I was a Catholic Big Brother. I'm not a Catholic. I was just sort of, they don't have an atheist Big Brother. If they did, they don't advertise. And they're not even an agnostic Big Brother. There's just the Catholic. I think they might have a Jewish Big Brother thing going on, although there's not a whole lot of young, neglected Jewish boys out there. You may have to drive a while.
Yeah. Doesn't apply far away to the band for that one.
Yeah. I was a Catholic Big Brother. I have many complaints about the process. One is the interview process, which is they ask a nice woman, ask you alone in a room, how many times a day do you think about sex?
Wow. Is it a Catholic organization?
I don't know anything about it other than they asked me how many times a day I thought about sex.
But that, you're a guy. It's 24 hours a day. Like, there's no... Yeah, are you hooked up to a lie detector test?
Right.
If you say less, she's going to know that you're a total perv because you're like two, which is a lie.
All right, but you understand, if I say all day, every day, weekends, holidays, including now, I don't get a young boy to take home and fuck.
But no, she didn't say...
I'm sorry, throw frisbee too. I mean,
she didn't say sex with a dude. She said sex in general. There's no, just because you think about sex doesn't mean it's pedophilia and doesn't mean that it's gay sex. So she has to say, how many times a day do you think about sex with a dude? And then you'd be like twice, and then it's fine.
Don't say what she said in the interview.
She just said, how many times a day do you think about sex?
And What'd you say?
You say
loaded question. Next.
Yeah. Speaking of loads.
Yeah.
you could use that paperweight, but I got something to keep those babies in place.
You said today, 55 times.
I mean,
56. 57.
I said three 58. Times. I said three.
What's the answer?
There
must have an answer.
No, what she...
Sign.
She's like, wrong.
No, her wrong answer is perfect. Is profound sweating, is insane sweating with a stuttering answer that says, why? Who wants to know? You look over your shoulder.
You're pretty much guaranteed by that logic to hire crazy people because they're going to try to give an answer that seems normal. The real answer is often, and you can't quantify it, and you don't fucking know, you weirdo. Get a real job. Don't be a volunteer.
I'm trying to fuck a kid today. I'm not here to insult counselors.
What do I have to do to get you inside a kid today?
What do I got to do to put you in a 9-year-old today? All right, she wants me to panic or see. I think the question, because she started off with, you know, what's your name? How long you been in town? What made you what part
how
of this thing?
How long you been in town? Like you're a drifter?
Hey, man.
How long you been in town? You're like, I live here.
Hey.
I'm a kid.
Listen, man, there's a whole Bob Seger song about being on the road and whatnot. No, I had guys.
Turn the page.
I had guys in my seminar that were from like St. Louis that
seminar.
Had showed up. I don't know what the fuck to call it. A group of dudes that wanna. No, there were guys that were like I'm from St. Louis, and my company shipped me out here, and I've been here for like four
here
or 5 days.
Or when you were growing up?
Here.
This is like recently.
This is like in the mid 90s.
Okay, so you weren't okay. I was thinking you were like a teenager. Okay, so you were like an adult.
I was doing the. I was on top.
Yeah, you were on the man show.
No, I mean no. You misunderstand.
Not that he was a top.
No,
I was on top of these kids.
I'm saying I was an adult.
Right, I got it. So she asked you how often do you think about sex?
Pre man show, but post adult.
Okay.
Now. Yeah, so how many times a day do you think about sex?
And you said?
Three times.
And she said?
No, she wasn't.
A brand new Casio keyboard.
They're not looking for a number. They're looking for a reaction.
Yeah.
No, they should be looking for a color. That should be the answer. You're like, blue. And she's like, that's how I feel too. I don't know, because that's such a ridiculous question with no, I mean, there's not
why?
A wrong
it's the
answer.
Best question ever. You're getting caught
you
up
out.
In the answer. It's not the answer. It's what the person looks like
you start
giving
shifting.
The answer.
Oh, it's about what the person, okay.
It's how you answer.
Get so if sweaty. Somebody comes in and they're touching themselves and they're super gross and they've got sores and how often do you think about sex? Oh, a couple times a day. Versus you come in and you're like three. Like those are equal answers. So you're saying it's all about the way you look. And even though that person could be a billionaire who only loves kids and gives them money.
How many years did you go to the Groundlings?
Yes, and.
Thank you. They want a reaction. I don't know what they're looking for, but somebody told them, ask this question
okay,
and
so
see
what the
answer
other
is.
Questions?
By the way, I think they probably have to ask it because if they give you a kid and you end up prolapsing his anus, someone's going to... Well, hold on. Not in a bad way. No, I'm saying you're going to get...
Google that.
You're going to get into trouble. Somebody's going to go, did you ask how many times they had sex? I didn't think to ask that. Then you're going to get shit canned.
Are they all
reaction-based?
Are they all reaction-based? That's the only one of all of them that's reaction-based.
I don't know that
what do you want for lunch?
And I don't know that one... I don't even know that... I'm assuming that that's why they did it.
So you're saying I'm wrong to be caught up in the answer, but it very well may be the same
I am saying I think they wanted to see what your face looked like.
You just immediately started jerking off like they just wanted to see the reaction.
I'd hope that the body language would be more subtle than that. That's what I think. But I don't know.
I hate to skip too far ahead, but
yes. No.
Did you get a kid?
Well, at this rate, people have died by natural causes by the time Eliza
or
lets me hook
anuses.
Up with him. How dare you?
What was the next question?
Asked if I did drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Duh.
Well, that makes sense,
I'm
right?
I'm not a loser. Of course I do drugs. I have friends.
Well, now, what's the proper answer?
That, my answer, always.
Always?
Yeah, she's
you're
a
trying
nerd.
To walk with a young child, though, right?
I did drugs, and it was a mistake.
Nah,
and I would
they
like
think
to
you're
teach
a liar.
The chances are these kids have probably been exposed to drugs, so it's better that I've done them, and I can tell you, after you do MDMA, you're going to experience depression for 2 to 4 days after.
Aha! Uh-huh. You'd be like a mentor.
Wow.
Talk about, be careful some of that street horse that stepped on with baby laxative. Yeah.
Or do you just
give the stock? I did it a couple times in high school.
Because yeah. everyone's on drugs for the most part, except for like weird punk rock people who like take too much pride in being like straight edge.
Straight edge.
Well, that's this weird. Is 1994. It wasn't quite as prevalent as it is now. Yeah. But, all right. So do drugs. How long you been here? Why do you want to be a Catholic big brother? How would you answer that one?
I wouldn't.
No answer.
I'd be like, as a Jew, there's nothing more important to me than Catholicism. And as a woman, there's nothing more important to me than being a big brother. So I think I went in the wrong door. Is this CBS?
Is this the Chabad house?
Yeah.
By the way, the building does not have a back door. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you that just symbolically.
A prolapse back door.
I got a kid named Nate. Stayed with me for 4 or 5 years.
He stayed in your house?
He slept over quite a few times.
Where is he
now? I have no idea. Ever since
Nate, stand up.
Ever since I he disowned me when I got famous.
Really?
Yeah.
He disowned you?
Pretty yeah. I really he got well no, when you get to a certain age, you get from like 13 to, 19 or whatever it is.
Oh.
Me and Nate, like a Catholic little
brother.
That's
a good-looking kid.
Thank you. Nate's not too shabby either, is he?
You're a good-looking kid too. That is so sweet.
Oh, yeah. It's me. Oh, I got my name tag. Yeah, it says Adam on there. It's Nate. We're at the picnic. We're at the whatever.
Was he a newspaper salesman?
Yeah, he's wearing a... No, I think he's wearing a baseball hat.
If you had to wear
like
that
like
now...
Prolapse.
If you had to wear that tag now, would you just write, come on, you know? Come on. You really don't... He's just gone. He's just back in the system.
No, he's not in the system. He's like, 29 or something.
He's in the system. Once in the system,
you can't get out.
Yeah.
He's stuck in that school-to-prison pipeline at 31.
If Orange is the New Black has taught us nothing.
No, he's probably... Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ, if I think about it...
What's his last name?
They told us we're not allowed to say. And I can't remember.
But if you're not in the system, it's okay.
It's, I swear to God, I can't remember his last name.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of another Nate.
I was probably only like 15, I was probably only 15, 16 years older than he was. So he's got to be like 34, 35 or something now.
Did it take you a while to get through to him? Was there kind of a hard exterior? Or did you get along right away?
No, he wanted to get the fuck out of the apartment and would go anywhere and hated it when I dropped him off at the end of the day. And geez, I haven't even seen those pictures in a million years. And we go to Taco Bell because it was almost free, and I didn't make any money, so I had to pay for all the meals, you know. So it was like I was flat broke.
And where did you drop him off? Like at his house or like at a, like a rest?
Yeah, living on just a rest stop
at another dude's house.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like you live at home or like is he like an orphan? Like
I don't care. No, he's a. His he had like two sisters and a younger brother and a single mom, and she just signed him up because he needed some like his dad actually lived in South Africa, as I recall. His dad lived in Kenya, which was crazy. But white as a ghost. Then I picked him up, and then he had the one friend. You guys know Tim, the Russian rapper? Yeah, one. He had one team. He had one fat friend from Russia. And this kid was like had a, like a lazy eye. My guy, he had no friends, but he had one friend, Tim, the Russian rapper,
yeah.
Who. My thing is like, look, if he can come to the beach with us because now you have somebody to run around the beach with, and I'll just flop out here and look at a magazine or something. So I'd throw Tim in there with me. But Tim, the first interaction I had with Tim was, what's your name? And his reply was, Team.
Team.
And then I said, Team? And he said, no, not Team, Team. And then I said, Team, like a basketball team?
He wanted to hear you say
and
it the
he
right
said,
way.
No, Team. And we went back and forth, like the Lakers are a team, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Not team, team. And we did that for a while, and I finally, Nate told me his name was Tim, and even though he couldn't pronounce it. And then later on, he started bringing mix cassettes with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and all that kind of stuff. And I will, I'll regale you with a little Team, the Russian rapper. So I drove a Zuzu Trooper.
Hot.
It has to be one of the slowest, not automobiles, just something with wheels. I include shopping carts and refrigerator dollies.
Rickshaws.
Lawnmowers.
0 to 60. It was a huge brick of an SUV with a like 1.6 liter four banger. There's just screaming for mercy that's under that hood, and like it couldn't go anywhere. And when I put Tim's fat ass in it, it really couldn't go anywhere. And we'd be like leaning forward trying to get up over the 405, you know, to go to the beach or whatever it is. And he put his mix cassette in, and then he'd be in the back just busting the rhymes along. Is that what the kids call it? Along with that? And his was he had two. Beaches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks suck on these balls and leak on this dick. I, as an American, felt very
proud.
Did you
get that drop? That's pretty good.
Very proud that I'd indoctrinated,
yeah,
been a small part of bringing him into this culture. he had. I had a nice heart to heart with him once when we were driving to. We were going to Magic Mountain. It was like Big Brother Day at Magic Mountain.
So there's people spying on you all day.
That's right. That's right. And they decide who gets thrown out of the house at the end of the day. And it was Big Brother. Thank you. Took these guys a little while over there to get your joke.
It's dead over
it
here.
Trickled over
it's
there. Fine. Yeah. I remember clearly they bought Big Gulps at 7-Eleven, and Tim promptly dumped his all over the back seat. You don't know what like 68 ounces of a Dr. Pepper really does to the cloth interior of a car, but it is a lot of fucking soda. Yeah.
A lot of fire ants in there? A
lot of like, you know, the part where you're opening the door and trying to scoop it out? Like,
it
you know, it's
coming.
A lot. It's a lot. He just got done doing that. We're driving to Magic Mountain. They're both entering like their junior year of high school, and no ladies whatsoever.
Shocking.
What? So, like, nothing. Not even a... Not,
but that's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, Nate was a cutie.
Yeah, Nate's hot.
But T kind
of you guys, just don't bullshit us.
Oh, my God, he needs
you
someone to love him.
You would have gotten near his dick in high school.
I don't...
Brian, I look at this as an attack, this revisionist history bullshit where like chicks are like, I'm totally into the funny guys and the cute little guy.
What I will say is that Nate is a good looking kid and he may look good in pictures, but he probably had that energy, the low confidence, you know what I mean? All that stuff that
girls really listen, I pray Nate is not listening. Nate was not a good looking kid. He looks cute like a kid. No, look. We're not all rock stars.
You're the only one here who's met him. We're just looking at two pictures.
two really hot pictures.
He's 3 foot shorter than I am. He's 14. He's six foot two.
We got to see that picture again.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a long night. Here we go. Show the picture.
Fucking hot.
All right.
What's wrong with Nate?
I get it.
He kind of has a Gelfling thing going on.
I would fuck Nate. Fine. I'll say it.
Show the picture, Gary, where he's 2 feet shorter than me, please. Number one, he had a lazy eye. He had a lazy eye. Well, it always helps to illustrate my point when you don't show the right.
Wait, can I just say, what's worse is if he's listening and you say, show the other picture, and all of a sudden everyone just starts laughing.
No.
Then he's going to hear that.
He was a cute kid, kind of like your dog is cute.
Right. Yeah.
But when you're in the 11th grade of high school, you don't have to dodge a lot of pussy with that look.
That's an 11th grader?
No. He would become one shortly after
this
picture.
He's not as hot as we thought.
Okay. Moving on.
He's not as hot as we thought.
You browbeat us into agreeing with you.
It helps in the relaying of the story.
Okay. Do you have any shirtless pictures of Nate? Just to get a better idea.
I have them in my memory trunk at home. And when I say memory trunk, it's not exactly shaped like a trunk.
It's a nice day. All right.
And that was another classic story told by Adam live at the Hollywood Improv back in 2015.
Yeah, you know, people, again, they get on Adam about repetition, but when you go back and look for this stuff, it's like, okay, so he told the Tim story on Loveline 5 times and 2 times on the morning show and 4 times on the podcast, and there's 10,000 combined episodes. That's not a lot.
Right. And it's also nice to hear with an audience, too. Kind of
different versions of these stories have different effects. Sometimes in the studio you get the best version. Sometimes Stromer being there makes the funniest. Like on the old morning show in 2008 when I first called in, I called in for guests and I called the next day with a story request. And Adam told the nude sunbathing story, which would have been fine. But Eric Stromer was in the studio. And Eric Stromer has a crazy laugh. And so Adam's telling this story and Eric Stromer is giggling and losing it and making squealing noises. And it makes the story 10 times funnier. And Adam's like digging into it. So that might be the best version of that story. But it's not uncensored. So you go to the podcast, then you have an uncensored version of that story. There's so many different ways to appreciate all these old tales.
I couldn't agree more. And something else we appreciate, Geico. That's right. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy, Gio?
Geico.
That's right. Bundling policies with Geico. Because Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. All right, we have one more clip for you. Earlier this week, Trisha Paytas came in. She's been one of our more memorable guests.
She was interesting.
Yeah, she was really great, very honest, and so honest that she talked about going on a date with one Harlan Williams. And we had to go back and get a Harlan Williams clip.
We did, and I'm also on the hunt for some specific Harlan moments. Have not found them. I did find 2 great ones that are unrelated, so we had to shove them in this weekend. One today, one tomorrow. Today you're going to be hearing Adam Carolla Show, 1745, Harlan Williams, Matt Hatchety, Gina Grad, Brian Bishop. January 2016, it's from Gina's News. It starts at the 5th story, which is on the Waffle House and their reservations policy for Valentine's Day. How appropriate.
And Adam gets into their logo for a bit, and then we jump to the sixth story on the death of some kids after they mixed racing fuel with Mountain Dew, which leads to a very bizarre tangent about Mountain Dew being a choice beverage of a certain group of people. Adam Carolla Show, 1745.
You know what was a bad sign in this country?
What?
When we started putting locks on dumpsters.
Yeah,
you're like, hey,
boy, did I lose weight?
This
Staggles and locks.
Yeah. This thing where it's like no, this thing that nobody wanted to get near for the first 50 years of its existence.
Stay away.
Now it's become like a slash between a nice apartment for many Los Angelinos, and or somebody's going to toss their kid in there after they drown them in the bathtub, like. Yeah. The idea that we have to put this protective bar and a padlock over the dumpster to stop folks from rooting around
in
it.
Don't even think about it, bud.
Digging around for treasure. Yeah, I saw a guy punch a black bear in the face the other day for dumpster rights. It's unbelievable. Behind Denny's when I was Tindering.
Yeah, I don't know gay code, so explain black bear.
Oh, black bear's a large carnivore.
Like what
it's a
Al
mammal.
Roker formerly have been a black bear.
Oh, you're thinking like bear as in the homosexual
community.
Well,
I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
No, I meant there was a carnivore black bear that liked cock.
You overfilled his pool.
Oh, my sweet Nelly Furtado tuna casserole.
I was listening to a radio report. Remember we were talking about the... Remember we're talking about the
Vetchel Stretchel?
Yes. And we're talking about what year it is in other countries.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I heard a sort of version of that, which is least corrupt countries to most corrupt.
Interesting. What are countries least corrupt?
Well, it's kind of easy. It's like Finland.
Sweden, yeah.
Okay.
It's there's a scale.
The Norwegians.
Sort of works like to dark.
Why the Norwegians always like number one at everything?
I didn't make it, but it turns, if you can, Gary will find it, but it doesn't disappoint in the sliding shade scale.
All right, I just assumed it was on like who had the most to lose. Like Finland's kind of a wealthy country, so.
Evidently,
I guess not.
Finland number one. I'm guessing their dumpsters aren't all locked up.
Would
I'm
you,
just guessing.
Would you consider that? Would you consider that an indicator?
Least corrupt?
No,
the dumpster.
The dumpster locks.
Oh, sorry. I would consider that like
indicator.
the freeway signs in Los Angeles with the razor wire on them. I would say yes.
Probably.
You think people are sleeping in dumpsters or picking for food and stuff?
They're either picking for food.
Like a
they're
raccoon?
Either sleeping in them. They're either tossing their babies that they shat out in the Denny's bathroom moments earlier in there, or
Tinder.
They're taking all the construction materials that they're using for cleaning out when they're doing the kitchen remod for $89 up the street, and they're dumping it into that dumpster. I don't know. What's the most least corrupt and the most corrupt? And are you can go the top three least and top bottom.
Sure. Denmark, New Zealand, and Finland are the least corrupt. And then the most corrupt are the Sudan, North Korea, and Somalia in that order.
All right.
I like the idea of a nice sleep and something to eat.
According
in
to your scale of light versus dark,
the U.S. is ranked 17 out of 174.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? Go ahead.
Well, ABC reports that if you prefer your Valentine's Day night under fluorescent lights and intertwined with sensual sounds of hash browns sizzling, then this is a good option for you.
Danny Tinder.
Close, very close. The Waffle House in Georgia says 140 restaurants across the U.S. will be taking reservations for Valentine's Day for the eighth year in a row.
Oh.
The date night will include candles, white tablecloths, and menus to set the mood over waffles and bacon. Waffle House also encourages lovers of love to share their date night photos on Instagram. So all the Waffle Houses, big reservation night for Valentine's
Day. Nothing says love like a dirty $3 waffle, huh?
They encourage them to share their pictures on Instagram.
It's like waffle
shock.
Waffle love, Waffle House.
Sure
love.
That's not like breakup day?
I am still befuddled and slightly amused.
Yes.
By the graphic artist that came up with the Waffle House sign, and we're not looking at it now, but when you see the Waffle House sign from the freeway,
yes.
It is just uppercase letters that are found on every keyboard.
That's the beauty of Waffle House. It's
and
simple.
It just says Waffle and House.
It's like, recognizable.
There's nothing. It's not like one's bigger.
Those two
bigger.
Words get the idea across.
No, we need the big square sign that just from the freeway. Just
by the way, if there's kids listening, kids, you can stick your Legos into a waffle and they'll hold. They make a nice anchor.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I never just thought
that's
about
why,
that.
Because you never think about the kids unless it's a 9-year-old with his penis out, but whatever.
Mm, yeah. And again, there it is. It's just waffle with the word house underneath it.
Sells itself.
It's almost intimidating, though.
It is, but it is funny. Like when someone's like, "I got the new logo." I'm like, oh, let me see that.
And it's not even a house.
Right, this you thought Bernie's like yearning was good. Place.
Remember, I sent you that email in uppercase that said we need a logo for Waffle House.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
That's exactly what
I just sent you.
It looks like Scrabble. It. Scrabble letters.
Mitch, somebody you've just done got it again.
Scrabble letters.
I don't know. It's insanely effective because it can be seen from a truck going 90 miles an hour the other direction from, you know, 5 clicks away. But it's as un-logo-y as a logo can possibly, like when you picture Coca-Cola or something.
Looks like a placeholder for the logo. Like, oh, the logo will go here once we get it.
Super Scrabbly.
Yeah, Scrabbly for sure.
It's just all Scrabble, what do you call them, slabs?
Tiles.
Never played the game.
What? You're not missing anything.
All right, let's do one more. What
you got
we
it. Well, speaking of food, a second teen has died and two more received medical treatment after officials said they drank a mixture of Mountain Dew and racing fuel last week. Within minutes of picking up the first kid, medics were called to a second home because his best friend had begun having seizures. Yeesh. Since the teen's death, two other teens have come forward claiming they drank a similar substance. 4 cases from Tennessee have been recorded with Poison Center. Racing fuel, by the way, used in drag racing is made up of almost 100% methanol, a non-drinkable form of alcohol used for industrial and automotive purposes. Mm. So they're trying to get a little buzz on, and it's no bueno.
Nitromethane. Some go, some blow. That's right. OCIR. International Orange County International Raceway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz going up against Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
Imagine a hyperactive kid getting into that stuff, the racing fuel. Like some kids, you know, these kids, they need Ritalin to calm down.
Yeah.
Imagine he went the other way with a big jug of diesel racing fuel.
Imagine he tried to light a fart.
Holy God, he'd blast all the way through Johnny Drywall's basement.
Yeah. Well, it's sad, but
it's not that sad.
If they were drinking Mountain Dew, they probably weren't going to be what I call contributors.
Easy there, Batwing eyes.
By the way,
Nectar of the Tards.
I'm still listening to the new season of Serial, the Bo Bergdahl. It's actually kind of boring. But one random thing that I found really funny was apparently those guys in ISIS obsessed with Mountain Dew. Have it for every meal, always carrying it around in mugs.
Here's the deal. As I've always said, I've always called it Nectar of the Tards. I never understood. I don't understand powdered milk. I don't understand Sunny D, and I don't understand Mountain Dew.
A lot of people have been tweeting us that the family from Making a Murderer is frequently drinking that.
Real into
in
it.
The series.
Right. So, what I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
There is something called Sprite, and there's something called 7-Up, and they're quite good. And then there's the Fresca, which is very good. And then what's the one I like? I never heard. No, Squeeze. A Squirt.
Oh,
Squirt's
good.
The best because it's got a little grapefruit juice in it. But the Squirt. So there's all that, and then there's this. So not sure why you do it, but it is again. It's Nectar of the Tards. But you know, it's funny. We don't think of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and all that. We don't think of them as – we think of them as religious zealots, and we think of them as like homicidal maniacs and all this, that, and the other. But really what we have to think of first is they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like we don't really think about that. We're confused because of the color of the skin and the worshiping and the praying, and they're culturally so far off. But a lot of these countries – with a lot of these ass wipes in there, whether it be, you know, we're into ethnic cleansing or we're into, whatever, you know, beheading this or throwing ass in the thing. First thing there is dumb.
Yeah.
Like all the religious zealotry and everything and all the homicidal behavior and all this kind of stuff, that all second. First is dumb.
Sure.
And dumb loves Mountain Dew.
It's like you'll watch a documentary.
That's a great tagline.
It'll feature someone with like an accent, a British accent or a foreign accent or even a foreign language, and you can't tell that, oh no, in their country they're simpletons, but because they have an accent or subtitles or you don't know what they're saying, it all sounds the just average intelligence to you.
Maybe they just need to do the do to get charged up. Like it's glug, 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 glug. Allah, Allah, come on! Allah, glug, 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 Allah, glug, Vetchels,
They are not a fan of Retzel and Retzel's pretzels. Not at all, right? They can't be a fan of Retzel's pretzels.
Wetzel's,
I mean.
Say it right or cancel your show.
I'm Wetzel. Sorry. They don't like that aardvark either.
Oh, you mean the buddy Shandas?
I'd love to show me the aardvark. And watch them all just attack the TV.
Try and get at it.
Yeah, so we're so caught up in how maniacal they are and how insane they are and everything else, we always forget how stupid they are.
Yeah,
Let's not bury that lead. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Oh, am I the only one to see 9-year-old boner?
Gina! Oh. That was the news with Gina Grad.
I got a brand new app. The Harland Highway Podcast now is an app, and you can get on it and be a premium member for $20 a year.
Wow, a year?
A year.
That's nothing.
That's why I need you on my podcast to guide me, Obi-Wan.
I shall do it.
You shall help me, old pineapple hair.
What if Obi-Wan was talking to Wetzel?
Must have Wetzel's pretzels, I must.
Harlan Williams, everybody. Matt Atchity, Gina Grad, Bald Brian, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo. When's the last time you beat off like in a Mervyn's?
And that was Harlan Williams hanging out for the news back in 2016. I want to thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on this wonderful Corolla Classic Saturday. We'll be back tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe to Corolla Classics, the podcast. That's where you can exclusively get our Sunday episodes. We got a really great show for you lined up tomorrow, and we'll see you there. Till then, my name's Chris Loxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Mahalo, and get it on.